You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, I have to think it's been a quarter century since we had the whole Y2K debacle and everything.
That is nuts.
But that's where we are. 2025, yeah. Year of our Lord, is where we are. And these milestones, I think I always view it as a great opportunity to reflect. And that's how a lot of people have been handling 2025, right? There's a lot of opportunities to look back over the last 25 years, whether it's, you know, history, like current events, things of that nature. But sports is always one of those fun places. And The Ringer put together the 100 best sports moments of the quarter century. And, I mean, this is such an expansive, you know, work that mm-hmm. they put together. There's a lot of things that are in here, all the way from number one, number one being the David Tyree helmet catch in 2008.
Really?
That is they put that as like, I mean, it's a title moment, so you have the stakes there.
The
it's
one of those underdog aspect.
Underdog aspect, right? Yeah. So you have,
you know what, that's
against the greatest team we ever saw.
You have that, like, legitimately. They stopped them from
undefeated
the Miami Dolphins as, you know, a undefeated season.
That's a good
20-0.
Pick. Yeah, that wouldn't have been top of mind.
An insane thing, just in and of itself, the idea of that happening in the way that it happened. Because one of the things you talk about, the helmet catch, before that, we got Eli Manning, notorious statue type quarterback, breaking free of tackles in order to get that one down the field. Just a wild, so that's number one. But I mean, you can go through a number of things all the way to number 100 on this list, which was the Fail Mary. Remember when we got the replacement reps in 2012? And you get a game in which between the Seahawks and Packers.
Yeah.
Everybody comes down in a heap, and you got one ref saying touchdown, one ref saying incomplete, and we're just like, what the hell is happening? Get the real refs back.
I remember that.
There's so many things in between that one.
That was a Monday night game, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a national
game. So it was
an
island game on top. So everybody's watching this. We all know that the replacement refs are here, but people ain't respecting no refs. We don't give a damn about refs.
Roger Goodell called those refs that night. Like, yo, y'all want to come back? We give you whatever you want.
Quick, fast, in a hurry, we had the real refs back out here. Which, by the way, if I didn't know better, I'd be like, those real refs got to them replacement refs. Like, hey, just do something stupid for me real quick. Just do something stupid for me.
Just do
but
one thing.
The thing, I mean, so I encourage you at some point in your free time, maybe over the weekend, visit. It's really fun to relive some of the great memories in sports over the last 25 years. I have a problem, though.
Mm-hmm.
I go through this list, and I search for Houston teams, no dice.
Astros aren't on there?
I search for Houston-related things, and the closest I get to is number 44, Houston native Simone Biles and her all-around performance Paris 2024 last year, coming back from, you know, the previous Olympics where she had the twisties and was not able to continue, coming back and reasserting, know that she is the best damn Olympian, gymnast in the world and all of that. That's awesome. That's as Houston as we get. If I really want to stretch it, I get to number 13 on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Vince Young, University of Texas, which, look, you hear how much I'm stretching that.
Madison High.
Right. That's where I'm getting to get to Rose Bowl performance in 2026. And so with that, it got me thinking, All right, what are the Houston best sports moments that clearly were neglected when this list was put together?
Astros, walk-off home runs, beating the Yankees, beating the Dodgers, the way they did that. They talk about, you know,
Jose Altuve.
Yeah. And how was that not on the list?
I find that to be incredible. Like, the Astros do show up, but because they have a couple of, like, kind of insets within this list of 100, and they have the best worst sports moments of the quarter century. And the Astros 2017 championship run shows up there, obviously talking about how they, quote, will always, you know, the series will always be tainted. Now, nothing comes around for 2022 when you come around.
That was a Yordan moment.
Right, and win it.
Yeah.
Right? You have moments like you have ALCS moments that are not, that are kind of being neglected in here. But, I mean, I figured, okay, if they're not going to do it for us, even though I really love what's happening here, let's do it for us. What are the moments? What are the great Houston sports moments over the last quarter century?
Well, we got to talk about the three, four, five of them in terms of just moments that, which is kind
Astros
of
Astros wise. Yeah, Astros is where your mind goes immediately, right?
Well, my mind goes, what are the biggest moments? What were the wow, never, you know, unforgettable moments? And the Astros, frankly, dominate that. It's not like my mind goes to the Astros for whatever reason. No. Just go down the list of great moments that they had in 17 and 22.
Yeah.
And really, even in the series in 19, before they lost, you know, they had some great moments there.
Yeah, I was thinking of a moment. It's not probably like the biggest moment in history, but the first thing I thought about was I think this was a regular season deal, but Tracy McGrady.
That was one that we were thinking of.
Yeah, just how many points and how many seconds?
13 points, 35 seconds versus San Antonio.
Yeah, that's the first thing. Like, to me, that's a NBA moment just in general. Because
we're stretching already,
though. We never
seen it. You think that's a stretch?
No, that was a great moment. It was an incredible feat. I'm just saying that, like, just I'm in my I'm mind. I'm
Houston,
going through.
I'm thinking Houston moments.
Yeah,
because
I was thinking
now.
Like J.J. Watt's touchdown. That's a stretch if you're talking about. You know, like, and truly compare it to, like, what the Astros have done, you know, with the stakes involved. Because, like even the McGrady thing is incredible. It was, I think it was like a, you know, December game. Just
yeah,
like
but
a regular Tuesday
it was a huge
night.
Moment. Yeah, so, no, I would, yeah. I mean, if we were ranking it, I wouldn't put it as number one. But I think the, because, and I want to harp on moment, because I see some people like Kicks Rock, seven straight ALCS. That's not a moment.
No, that's not a moment. That's where
that's
I'm going.
That's an accomplishment. It's a feat, and that it's worthwhile. But I think moments end up being bigger, like what we're talking about here. And that's one of those ones where if you talk to a basketball fan and you what was one of those just like, wow, I can't believe
people
this scoring flurry.
People
going
to bring up the Reggie Miller choke job.
Yeah. Right, 8 points, nine
and
seconds.
Then, like, I feel like second, people bring up that McGrady thing.
Yeah. Second or
even
third.
Even though that wasn't a playoff game or anything, but people bring that up a lot just off of a conversation.
Yeah, no, it counts, and it's on the list somewhere. I'm
just thinking the Houston moments, though.
I would actually put the J.J. pick six second behind all the Astros ones just because of the stakes. It was a playoff game, their first playoff
game. First one.
Game.
That's, yeah. I was almost going to encompass the entirety of that game, but you could really isolate JJ. It down to the J.J. interception.
And then maybe McGrady's in there somewhere next, maybe even. But what else would there even be? I overthought this, to be honest.
No, it's good. That, I think that's the way to handle this. And can I ask the question here, especially since you gentlemen were here for it? And I think that I bring this up not just to highlight this moment, but also to help us expand the way that we view this. Where does Andre Johnson's being inducted into the Hall of Fame land on for this? Because, again, it's not on the field.
It's not a moment, is it? It's more of a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Okay, fair enough.
I would say Finnegan.
Yeah, that's absolutely one. It's one of those things that captured the imagination of the entire American sports watching public. It's one of those things that you can get like three words in and people are like, oh yeah, I remember that. I know where I was. That was such a fun moment. Like the people have their oral histories about this. We can make jokes off of it. I think that it very much has that kind of standing power. If you're talking Texans, is Andre beating up Cortland Finnegan one?
Yes. Or beating the Cowboys.
That's what I was going to ask also.
Seth Payne is in there. Seth Payne and Gary Walker, man. You know, with the safety. That is absolutely, it's sad in a way, but that is absolutely top three behind the Astros' feats, maybe, in terms of just like a wow moment. I can still just put myself in that stadium and how loud it was in that moment.
Yeah.
No, that's in there.
And I want to remind folks, because I see some people mentioning Mario Ely and mentioning, obviously...
25 years.
But yeah, this is since 2000. This is in the, you know, in the last quarter century. Cause, and that's kind of wild because Houston as a city has a good amount of those in the 90s and stuff. Since the turn of the century, like obviously there's championships that have been won in the city. I don't mean to denigrate that at all. It just feels like if you were going the last 25 versus the 25 prior, which of those would you take if you're talking about moments?
Yeah. Astros and then probably JJ. And then either McGrady or maybe I don't know. I'm trying to think of another one. You know what? One that came to mind.
Please,
because the moment to me is it makes you go, "Wow!" You know, I can't believe that happened. And this is maybe overthinking it, as I said earlier, but just Houston getting an NFL franchise—that's one of the biggest upsets in this city's history. Los Angeles was. I mean, had the commissioner's literal vote, you know, publicly to get the NFL team. L.A. is getting the next team. L.A. is getting the next team. And Bob McNair said, the hell they are. I'm going to write an $800 million check, and we're ready. We have our stadium and everything else. So maybe that's overthinking it, but, like, just after the Oilers stuff and being without football, just getting a team in 2000. I think it was 2000 because they came in 2002. Whatever it was.
Yeah.
It was right there. Just getting an NFL team, I was like, because I was obviously covering it at the time, and I was like, I'll be damned, he did it.
No. I mean, can you imagine what the city's sports life is like if you do not return, if the Texans don't return, particularly at that juncture? Like, if you have more time in the wilderness between Titans leaving or Oilers leaving, rather, and then eventually becoming the Titans, and then football returning to Houston.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what this place is like. The Texans are necessary to kind of keep together the fabric of the sports, you know, sports community, even though obviously the Astros have very much done their part over the last decade of being something that we can rally around. The Rockets at times have been one of the best teams in the NBA that give us something to root for. Mm-hmm. Football just means so much more in the American zeitgeist.
Yeah, it would be it'd be a lot of Cowboy fans and a lot of Titan fans around here, man.
It was a sad 6 or 7 years, man. I mean, we would go cover just anyone. Just any team.
Lopez, I'd like to lean on you here because I was probably in my, I don't even know if I was into my teens when this happened. Yeah, I'd be just maybe turning 13 when this happens. And 281 says, where does the Astros 05 NLCS going to the
Chris
going to
Burke,
their first?
Jeff Kent, Carlos Beltran's run. I'm glad they brought that up. Those are very much on the list.
Stupid Pope.
did y'all bring this up? Because I was kind of doing. Did y'all bring up the 2023 playoff for the Texans?
No, we didn't. Where you get the win against the Browns?
Yeah, I know it's kind of recent. So
Christian Harris pick.
Man, that was an incredible game, man. Because remember, like, if you want to kind of paint the whole picture, remember they got whooped by the Browns here at NRG Stadium.
Like 2 weeks before.
Yeah, it was no C.J. Stroud, but that was one of the best defenses in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put a whooping on, it was like 45 or whatever. Yeah. That was a crazy game.
No, that's good. The Astros in the 04-05 are definitely, you know, that was a good call right there. As a text reminder, hey, beating Duke.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring that up.
Beating Duke.
Yeah, because I think it's tough because you want to juxtapose it with, what was it, 83?
Yeah.
Yeah, where you want to juxtapose it with that. But just for the University of Houston in general, reaching back to that space, and I know that it ended in a way that was heartbreaking, but getting back to that space matters. And with that, I mean, maybe you could just make the run into your moment. If you had to pick a game, is it Elite Eight versus Purdue, or is it Final Four versus Duke?
It's got to be Duke, even though the Purdue game
ends with the big finish.
Incredible. But, you know, by all rights, Duke should have won that game. They were everybody's favorite. You know, it was just, obviously U of H was incredible. I'm not saying anything else, but that was a game where Duke was, and then you had the superstar and everything else with Cooper Flagg and all that. No, I think that's the game where you actually said, as I mentioned ago, I'll be damned, they're going to win the national championship.
I do love this. 713 T-Mac dunking on Sean Bradley is hilarious. Roger Clemens coming to Houston, interestingly enough. There's some people throwing up some negative ones in here. The Rosencopter comes up. This is fair. And then someone also mentioned the Chris Paul getting hurt, or I saw someone mention the, what was it, 20-something missed three-pointers.
Oh, gosh. 28?
I think it was 27.
27?
Yeah, it was 27.
Yeah. I was like, don't add extra missed three-pointers. It hurts enough. How do you feel about this one from the 281? And I don't think that they're wrong. I just wonder, what is our policy? Because I don't know that we've discussed what our policy is on this. Deshaun Watson's play to beat the Bills, just a fantastic, incredible play in overtime to solidify a victory.
That was a good. That was it. Yeah, that was
2020.
That was a good performance, man. Mm-hmm. Nah, I remember that play. Remember he threw the ball. I forgot who that running back was. That didn't really get that much playing time.
Yeah,
but he was running his ass off, man. that was a good performance, man.
No, it was. I'm just like,
I get it, but that was a good performance.
Yeah, it's funny because I saw someone talking about it recently, like. If C.J. Stroud is able to, you know, get this Texans team beyond, you know, the divisional round, mm-hmm. does he instantly become the best quarterback in Texans history?
Yeah.
And someone was like, I know that we don't feel great about this. It might have been DJ Bieniemy, actually. I know we don't feel great about mentioning him, but, you know, number four.
Yeah.
Still has a pretty good claim on, or pretty good, I guess, claim to that title if he really wanted to. So, yeah, that's, oof. Yeah. But, yeah, man, I did find it interesting. It's really a good piece. I mentioned it was the helmet catch was one. The block, the LeBron James chase down in 2016 shows up.
That was two?
That was two. Number three was the bloody sock.
Oh, brother.
Oh, God,
that was staged.
Man. Oh, good.
So, I think the kick six comes in at five. Like, there's a lot of great. It's
how come
great
the blood never faded, huh? Anybody ever look into that? It was always bright red the whole time. What happens when you bleed on a sock? Doesn't it fade and get dark, like almost brown?
His I don't know.
I don't read the whole time.
I try to avoid bleeding in my socks.
I bleed in my socks all the time.
Somebody mentioned World Series, the World Series combined no hitter comes up. Some other things come up. Verlander's first start after Hurricane Harvey. That's a great answer, actually.
Yeah.
So keep coming in with those. But I encourage you, go read the Ringer piece. It was very fun to get a look at. Great moments of Houston sports history over the last 25 years. It was fun to go down memory lane. 713-572-4610. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. And what's always fun is checking in with Figgy for the mixtape. What you got?
Yeah, so I got a story, a wild story about a dad who faked his death. And I got the full story on how this happened and why he did this.
I mean, child support ain't that much, is it? All right, let's do that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Real quick, I got to give a special shout out to my guy Bob, Larry, Greg, and my man Rick. So remember we did the Radiothon, the Reggie and Ron Radiothon.
Yeah.
And we had the different dinners you could auction off to. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Kevin Cormier's out there, Cormier's Kitchen in Spring. He hooked me and B. Scott up. He said, hey, let's get Figgy and B. Scott in on this and for dinner. So Rick is the one that put the bid in for us. So we went out there yesterday, kicked it with him.
How was it, man?
It was good, man. Good. It was good. I had a nice little po' boy.
Okay.
Po' boy was real good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I might have to go back out there, man. It was good. It's well worth the drive.
Y'all have awesome. Some good fellowship conversation out there?
Yeah. Nah, they were cool. They are some diehard listeners, too. They remember something that happened years ago. Like,
oh, I love that.
Years ago, yeah. they brought up, remember the time I recorded my wife and said I was going to change my government name to Figgy?
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, absolutely. she was so mad. I might have to find that audio one day and just replay it. But salute to them, man. And yeah. Like I said, they did something for a good cause.
No, yeah. We appreciate it.
And yeah, just want to give them a shout out. Shout out to Cormier's Kitchen for jumping in on that.
Yeah, man.
Nah, I mean, the Houston Food Bank. Mm-hmm. I imagine they made some good work with, because it was a pretty penny that they put down to make sure to have that. So I hope that they enjoyed having dinner with you and B. Scott. Probably two of the best people to sit down and have dinner with on the station. So that sounds really fun.
Yeah, no, it was a good time, man. Just shout out to everybody that was involved with that.
346, no gummies were involved because I wasn't at the dinner.
Yeah. They did say they would like, so Rick actually have a restaurant. He have an Italian restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And it is called Capone's?
Capone's?
Capone's.
That's a Capone's?
I think I might be messing up the
name. I've been to Capone's.
C-A-P-C-A-M-P-I-O-N-I.
Oh, it's an Campione?
Italian. Oh, okay.
It's an Italian restaurant. I actually been there before. Me and my wife been there before. And it's a good spot. He said, come through.
All right.
And I told him I'm going to have to bring y'all too so we can come through.
If you twist my arm.
Yeah. All right, so before we get to this story about this dad who faked his death, I came across something not too long ago, and I think this was old, but it just came across my timeline. But it's nothing better than a good old high-speed chase.
Oh, yeah.
I like watching a good high-speed chase, especially if it don't cause any big issues or anything like this.
High-speed chase is, I would argue, the best live programming outside of sports.
We used to do play-by-play when they would pop up.
Yeah.
During the day?
It's the best. I legitimately, in college, I skipped a whole day of classes because there was a high-speed chase going on, and I was like, well, I'm here.
It was cool back when the office was open.
Yeah.
We used to be just walking
around.
You'd
hear cheering?
Everybody be in the front looking at the TV just watching.
Go in the parking garage. Go in the parking garage. Mm-hmm. Go. Turn.
Yeah, so I ran across this high-speed chase. I want to say it's in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Of course it is. L.A. is the America's capital of high-speed
chases. Oh, 100%. Yeah. They got that three-strike rule, so they probably just driving around. But here's the little play-by-play.
I love that their channels stop whatever they're
Everything.
Doing. They're like a chase.
Yeah.
Here's the play-by-play from this high-speed chase that just happened not too long ago.
Southbound Long Beach now making another westbound turn here, finding another gas station. Might be the same one. He must be low on gas. Driver stepping out of the vehicle. And he's going to drop it right here. Banding. Oh, he's going to get gas. This driver nervously getting gas after feeling some degree of relief here, although you can tell he's still very animated. He's got his shirt covering his face. Clearly aware of the helicopters, but pretty unaware of the fact that he's pretty much on his own down there. There's really nobody pursuing him anymore. All of the law enforcement has pulled off. LAPD has abandoned this pursuit. This is a wild, wild scene here as he just drops the pump and continues on after a quick splash of gas. now back on the run here, but there's nobody behind him as he continues to drive like a maniac through here and now getting back onto Long Beach Boulevard.
Wait, why was nobody...
Yeah, so I think they kind of caught... They had the helicopter still trailing, but I think they kind of pushed, kind of called it off a little bit, but they eventually came out
they
of nowhere.
Back, yeah
I'm not... I was trying to... I ain't really had time to look up this story. I'm not sure if he got caught.
Oh, really?
Because they showed the part... I had to cut a lot of this out, but they showed the part where he got under a bridge and then the car was still rolling and they realized he wasn't in the car. And so I think he was out hiding somewhere. I don't know if he got caught.
That's the tough thing about it, because I usually...
They always get caught.
You get us you get us run. Well, I've seen instances where, but you have to be real smart, because once they get the helicopter on you,
that's it.
It don't matter what kind of left right turns you take. They have that higher vantage point where even if they don't, even if they're not with you with the cars or the patrol cars, if they know where you are, they gonna come talk to you.
Yeah.
So you that's why I've seen a dude go into, I mentioned a parking garage, go into a parking garage to where you can't see, they don't have visual from the helicopter. If the patrol cars aren't following you to see you from that ground level, you can make a change, move somewhere else, and then be out.
But I don't know if he got caught. So I'm going to try to look into it and maybe report back on it to see if
he's... I'm just trying to picture him tap his card on the gas pump.
I do love that he was like, I got to cover my face when I get out and get this
But I'm going to give them my card.
Like, the suspect is getting
That's
gas.
That's a great point. Yeah. That's a great point. We're just like, all right, so I need to go to that gas station and check the, what was the last transaction from a John Smith? All right. Thank you.
Let me put my code in, 2236. All right.
But this is the thing. Is it better if he goes inside, hey, can I get 15 on 10 right quick? Appreciate you, big dog.
Cameras.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So I teased this yesterday about a, I'm going to call him a deadbeat dad. And you'll understand why after I tell you about this story on a man who faked his death. And, Yeah, let me just play the story.
The dad accused of faking his own death and starting a new life with another woman overseas is now facing the music in the good old USA. Ryan Borgwart was booked into a Wisconsin jail after flying home yesterday and surrendering to authorities. Sheriff Mark Podol announced the surprise twist at a news conference today.
He came back on his own. Got on an airplane and landed in the United States.
A downtrodden Borgwart appeared in court this afternoon.
I have $20 in my wallet.
The judge entered a not guilty plea on his behalf and set bail at just $500.
He has come back, apparently halfway around the world, voluntarily turned himself in. That shows to the court that he does not appear to be a flight risk at this time.
So where was he all this time? In the nation of Georgia, once part of the old Soviet Union, where he was apparently living with a woman he met online. Borgwart decided to come home after appeals from law enforcement and his family he abandoned 4 months ago when he faked his own drowning in a kayak accident. After police abandoned the search for Ryan Borgwart's body and announced that his drowning was staged, he sent authorities this proof of life video without revealing where he was.
I'm in my apartment. I am safe, secure.
Now it's back to reality for the dad who left his family to start a new life.
Man, I thought this was America. What happened to the good old days where you could fake your own death and go have a second family?
It's people that had second families without faking their death.
This is true.
And you won't find out until the funeral.
And those are the best stories.
Those are the best funerals.
Just like, who is that woman that's crying over there?
Yeah, so he was, they actually sentenced him to 89 days in jail. He was looking at 45, you're trying to get 45 days in jail?
Mm-hmm.
But they gave him 89 days in jail because that's how long he made his family think he was dead.
Oh, good for them.
Yep. And he also got to pay $30,000 to cover the cost of the search and rescue.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, wow.
Yeah. And this was his wife for 22 years.
Dang.
22 years. And she decided to file a divorce 2 days after he got back.
So. That's what I figured. I was about to say, wife for 22 years. I was like, I bet not a single day more.
Yeah. And it's unclear if the mistress is still in the picture. I'm guessing she's not if he came back to America broke.
Yeah.
He went to the Soviet bloc, bro.
Yeah, he went to Georgia, man.
I want to see what this lady looked like. For you to fake your own death and leave your family,
he took
your
that
wife
midnight
for 22
train to Georgia.
Years?
That's I guarantee crazy. She looked better online than in person.
Dude, 22 years, man, at this point, I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to do all that.
What do you think the breaking point was? Because there had to be somewhere he was just like, I can't do it no more. I got to go. What do you think the breaking point was?
Probably see some hot looking chick.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Probably his, I don't know. If
opportunity.
It was
a but a hot looking chick does not make you leave. Like, he left because he was tired here.
He lied and said he was dead. He ain't just leave. It'd be one thing to say, you know what, this ain't working out.
Yeah.
I'm leaving. You know, let's
and then go to wherever. You know,
you fake that you died.
That's because he was like, I'm trying to get out of here.
Yeah, but Figgy's right. You could just get a divorce.
Just say this ain't working out
and pay alimony and all that. He was like, I need to get out of here. Yeah. I need to get out of this.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead. What you was going to say?
I was going to give him an A for creativity.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a lot going on, man. You came back broke. But, yeah, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. I'll get you guys out of here on this. So, the regular season about to start in the NFL next week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad preseason is over because sometimes we get a little fatigue of just watching these backups playing. And we know damn well they ain't going to play for real, especially when it comes to the quarterback position. Unless you're living in Cleveland, Ohio, and where that backup situation is the topic of all topics.
Of course.
And let's go to Cleveland right now. This is 850 ESPN Cleveland with a guy by the name of Tony Rizzo and Tony Grossi, who's pretty much the John McClane up there. I think they're pretty good
friends,
too. Yeah, he talk about Tony Grossi all the time. And a little backstory on Tony Grossi. This is the guy that Shedeur Sanders walked up to when I think it was after the first preseason game and said, "Why you don't like me, man? You don't never say anything positive to me." that was him. So here's Tony Grossi and Tony Rizzo having a spirited conversation about the last game Shedeur Sanders played in that preseason game.
You mean he hurt his chances that much? They're, why would they value the third game over the first game?
Riz, because it's you're supposed to improve with every appearance.
He played with the twos in the first game.
I'm not going to argue with them, all right? He had five series, and he went backwards on each of them.
Played with the threes, Tony. Four of the five guys got waived the next day. That doesn't mean anything? Anything to you? Boy, it means something to you. It means something to you if Dylan Gabriel was the guy playing with the threes and they got waived the next day. That would mean something to you. Doesn't fit your narrative.
Narrative? I don't understand your emotional investment in Shador.
I'm rooting for the kid. Don't worry about investment is. Worry about what your investment is with your guy. Yeah. Don't worry about me. Worry about why I like a guy. I think that kid can play better than Bill Dylan Gabriel. I said it before the draft, and I'll stick to it. I think he got a raw deal here in Cleveland. End of story. That's how I feel. Don't tell me how to feel.
This is like kind of recent. This was a couple days ago, and we still argue about the backup quarterback situation.
It's Shador, though.
It's also. I mean, it's what's there to talk about for that team. I'm sure. I feel like both of them. Both of them came in to fight. I don't know that
this
kind of
been brewing on for a long time.
It sounds like they don't even like each other.
Tony Rizzo is a big Shador guy, and I want to say I don't know if Grossi is a Gabriel guy or just anti Shador.
Yeah,
but they go at it all the time now. It's getting worse now.
Mm-hmm. There's clearly merit to the idea that hey man, Shador was playing behind a very bad line.
Oh sure,
it was very clear. I think you can also make points that the progress that you would hope to see in him, especially handling pressure, is not there. I don't know how that ended up in a shouting match about what.
There's a lot more there than just the third team quarterback.
No, the thing is, it seemed like whenever somebody play good, it's like, see? Mm-hmm. And then when they don't play good, it's like, wait a minute, this is preseason.
Yeah,
Well, you're putting too much into this. This was third stringers and all that stuff. So,
That is very
clean. I'm glad I ain't got to go through that.
100%. More power to them. That's Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media if you want to get at him and let him know that you have something that's mixtape worthy. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. But before we get there, I think it's time to draft a weekend with a full slate of weekend activities. But also, I want to return to, you mentioned camp being over. I want to return to some of the questions that we had going into camp and our pet cats.
Whatever happened?
How did that end up for us? Did we have our questions answered? Let's talk about that next. Been a fun show to this point, getting ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. Today it's Ron the Show, Hughley, and B. Scott, of course, with T-Mill Manning, the ones and twos. So we'll get ready to hand things off to them here in a moment. But before we get there, a few things that I wanted to get to. First and foremost, we were talking at 1 o'clock about, you know, the best moments of in Houston sports over the last quarter century since the year 2000. And I saw a number of people on the text line, maybe didn't fully understand what I was talking about, because I saw a number of people bring up, the Mario Elie kiss of death and, you know, some of the other Houston Rockets things. I was like, those are 90s. Like, that's before.
More than 25 years.
But then that got me thinking, if you go the previous 25 to the last 25, so obviously the last 25 is now, 2025, all the way back to, let's say, 2000. I know that you can do the exact numbers, but you know what I mean. How about 1975 up until 2000? If I had those two subsets of 25 years, which of those do you think hits more when it comes to best Houston sports moments?
Man, I think 1975 to 2000 kicks the ever-living bleep out of 2000.
Even close?
It's a beatdown. An absolute...
Really?
Yes.
Damn.
I mean, it's... Okay.
I'm not pushing back, but I'm
sure you're not alone.
I'm going to hit you with because the Rockets ones are the ones that come to mind for me. Obviously, you can talk about Kiss of Death. You can talk about, for me, I always think about Hakeem Olajuwon repossessing the MVP against Robinson the Admiral. against San Antonio. No. Like, those are some of the ones that immediately come to mind for me, in addition to, obviously, the two championships in the time period where people thought that only the Bulls and Michael Jordan could win championships. The Rockets are like, we got these two in here.
All right, so compare it. Let me go through it, Figgy, because I know you're not the only one thinking that. Like, what are you talking about?
No, I know you're going to say it wasn't a match.
It wasn't even close. So 1975 to 2000 with Seth Payne running a mile. 2000 to 2025 was Patrick Creighton. That's how I would compare it. And let me illustrate.
This mile thing will never die until we actually get out and run it.
Yeah. Now, let me illustrate it. 1977, 1978, two AFC championship game appearances.
For the Oilers.
Okay.
So there's that. The 1990s, the Oilers. I'm staying with the Oilers now. The Oilers with two of the big runs, although obviously we know about Buffalo, but big time run with the run and shoot and all that stuff. Okay, let's go. What about the Astros? Didn't they stink? No, 1980. They went and played the extra game in L.A. and won the division and ended up playing in the playoffs there. 1986, one play away from probably winning a World Series in 1986. That's just Astros and Oilers. Oh, what about the Rockets? Oh, the Rockets. Ralph Sampson's, shot against the Lakers.
That's true. I didn't even go that far back.
There's one right there. Oh, this fella named Akeem Olajuwon came along.
Yeah.
And they won two championships.
You can also get Phi Slammajama.
Yeah.
It feels like the UH Cougars' Phi Slammajama hits harder than, obviously, this Final Four that you get.
1983. Everybody talks about 1983. They played in the championship in 1984, too.
That's right.
They played in back.
Georgetown?
Yeah, against Georgetown. Yeah, in 84. North Carolina State in 83. Figgy, I'm telling you, 75 to 2000, running laps around 2000 to 2025.
Yeah, okay. That's wild. Yeah. And then somebody mentioned Earl on Monday Night Football versus the Dolphins as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to go back. We're done with camp, thankfully, but I wanted to go back to where we were before camp. And I remember I had like the less prominent camp questions coming in because obviously we had the big camp questions. What's the offensive line going to look like? What's Nick Caley going to be and bring with this offense? I think we've gotten some questions there. And I think, interestingly enough, pretty satisfactory, all things considered. But I remember I had a few questions, and I don't know if you had any of the other questions that I kind of want to see. Where did we land here? What can Sheldon Rankins add to the interior D-line was a question that I had.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel like we've resolved that question with these Texans?
I don't know if we have. I mean, in a good way. That's not in a bad way. Because I'm just resigned to the fact that we're going to see five, six. Keep in mind, they kept 10 defensive linemen.
Right.
So we're going to see five or six guys on the interior just rotating and rotating through. I think it's going to be situational. Now, are you going to have that one guy that big-time interior player that stuffs the run or whatever? No, I think it's going to be series to series. I mean, look at the guys they have. I mean, Fatakasi has had some really good moments, and he's going to be rotating in. Denico Autry goes in sometimes. So Togiai has been kind of the bell of the ball.
Yeah.
It's not so much like I don't know what Sheldon Rankins is going to do, because that's fair, given the injuries and everything else. But I know they have other options if it doesn't work out.
Sure. I guess it's fair to say that we don't know for certain. I'm really hoping that we add to that, because at least I can say that I feel more comfortable than what I did coming in, knowing about, the illnesses that he was dealing with last year and the ways in which that clearly hurt his ability to perform. Because I was like, are we getting a significantly lesser version of Sheldon Rankins even than the one that you got 2 years ago?
Maybe.
It feels like that's not going to be the case this year, which I'm happy about. But this Texans team was about midway through the league, right in the middle of the league when it came to yards before contact per attempt.
Yeah.
I think that that's where you really look at what can your interior defensive lineman do to make that so that there's less of those yards before you can get contact on an opposing running back.
Yeah. I think
that'll be something that we've seen. One of the other questions, are Jalen Reed and Jalen Smith contributors or projects in year one? Smith is clearly a contributor.
Yes.
100%. Mm-hmm. By the way, he was wearing 30 in camp.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like he'll be wearing the number 22 come game
time.
So
we had a couple of numbers.
He had a change. The other one was Jalen Reed, who was wearing something in the 30s. He's going to be wearing 23 as CJ Gardner-Johnson goes to the number 8 vacated by Mechie.
Mm-hmm.
But Jalen Smith's the easy one. Jalen Reed, is he a contributor or project in your mind this year?
Jalen Reed is.
Because the injuries really hurt him in trying to figure that question out.
I think he's more project because of that, isn't he?
Yeah, it might be more MJ Stewart that they trust to come in and be a contributor. I mean, he's on the roster.
Yeah.
But I think MJ Stewart is more contributor than Reed depth-wise for the safeties. And then the other one that I had was, can Kaimi Fairbairn refine his dominance as a kicker? I mean, it didn't feel like he had any problematic kicks in preseason now, did it?
No, I don't think it did. I don't think it did. And Sean Pendergast is saying, I agree with your overall take on 75 through 2000, but the one play away thing is what he might have issue with in terms of the 75 to 2000.
Mm-hmm. And then when we start
talking about the home run that spelled the difference in game six, that one play.
Yeah.
Because game seven was Mike Scott.
Yeah.
That's the one play I'm talking about. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Then Mike Scott was going to pitch game seven. They're still trying to figure out how to hit.
And then if we start, this is where I think I can maybe even outside of that give you a little bit more separation, which is when we start getting Houston adjacent or Houston locals. You got Carl Lewis. I was about to say, Foreman's not getting into that time period. He might be the quarter century
before that.
Simone.
You got Comets in here as well, who run up the first four WNBA championships. There's some other Houston Olympians that I'm forgetting in this moment. But I think that you've got a number of those that help make the difference there. And then real quick, we're not drafting the weekend because I'm already looking eye to eye with some of the guys of the drive, but most interesting game to you on the weekend in all of sports, which I know is really unfair because we got college football going. We got some baseball games going this weekend. What's the one that you got your eyes on? Figgy, I have a feel. I'm going to let you go first because I know where you are.
Texas, Ohio State, baby.
Yeah, man. That's going to be a very, very good one. 11 a.m. on Fox. Fox. I'm about to say Fox Sports, but Fox. What is it for you, Lopez?
Oh, it's the same. Absolutely the same. Although, look, man. Don't sleep on Notre Dame, Miami, and Clemson, LSU. I think those are going to be probably right up there with them. I mean, Clemson, LSU, those are two teams that think they can win the national championship.
Yeah, you know, Texas and Ohio State for me for obvious reasons, but like LSU, Clemson, like I'm kind of leaning toward that one actually. Being if I'm like a step outside of my own like bubble and my, you just kind of be objective about it. LSU Clemson is right there for me.
And
the Miami game too as well.
Yeah, I think LSU Clemson is the one because also we're seeing Dabo Swinney dip his toe into the realm of utilizing the transfer portal. I think he got all of like three, which is radical for him because previously he refused to go into that. Is that going to revive what was a Clemson team that was really taking advantage of their geography, recruiting out of Atlanta, and really became a power in those teens, in those teen years, and they've fallen back? Is he able to bring that back in the ACC and have a Clemson team that matters?
And then the juxtaposition with LSU being the polar opposite of that, right? Yeah, like they are a super transfer portal team, right? And so these are two teams that have done it really different ways, but have also been obviously relevant over the past decade.
Yeah.
You know, what are they going to look like this year? Yeah. I mean, I think to open the season with that game in prime time, that's going to be big time.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.